Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on a Reaction Monday. Shout out to my oldest son. Broken bone in the ankle. I don't know what
life
that,
an athlete, huh?
I don't know what the hell was happening in that PE kickball. but the little court had to run up there and get him. Now he's got to go see an pediatric orthopedic surgeon tomorrow.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm telling you, man, how much these kids costing me today?
Have y'all ever broken a bone before? Not a finger, but like a...
Well, that was when I almost had to have my finger amputated.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I broke my left humerus. I had to get a metal plate.
Woo! Okay, all right.
Well, that's brutal.
Yeah, that ain't nothing like that, yeah.
Hey, I didn't fumble, though.
Okay. Yeah, I tell you what, I did. I didn't break nothing.
I'm certain my man didn't record the out at first base either. But all right, man, it's all right, son. Got him in a walking boot already, baby.
hey, milk it, Trey. Milk it, man. Oh, get man. You everything you could possibly want, man, from mom and dad.
Next thing I see a walking boot. He didn't miss class, and I see him eating pizza.
There you go.
He slid over to something, and not homemade pizza, somewhere that pizza was bought.
There you go. Hey, make him buy you dinner, whatever meal you want for the next week. Oh, yeah. Wait on your hand and foot. Hey, Dad.
Whew. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. All right. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Text them in. Your weekend's best, your weekend's worst. I'll start with my weekend's best, Clint. And I know some people here maybe didn't think it was the best, but it was a great, great game. The Game 7 World Series, much better to me than that 18th inning game that nobody stayed up to watch. But they went 11 innings in this game, and it was 4-4. The Dodgers did win back-to-back titles. Yeah, Saturday night? They went 5-4. The game was insane. I thought the Dodgers were going to lose 3 or 4 times in this thing. Of all people, O'Rios hit the game-tying homer in front of Shohei Ohtani. And then crazy defensive plays. They got the bases loaded at one point. Got a ground out. Rios almost wasn't able to make the throw to home plate. And then that catch in the outfield where my man went Kelly Lee from Bad News Bears and just ran over and just caught everything in right and left field. It was crazy. And then Will Smith to top it off. And my man watching my man Clayton Kershaw just go shirtless in the champagne celebration. Fun and Yamamoto. I mean, yeah. Never gonna see nothing like that.
Three wins in one World Series,
but not just that. I mean, my man went 6 innings, damn near 100 pitches the day before, and then came back and went 2 2/3 to end the game and threw another 30 pitches, and they couldn't touch him all series. They could not touch him all series. He was the World Series MVP. It was nasty. It was nasty to watch what he did and fun. Man, I know many people thought it's good to see Clayton Kershaw go out the way he did. I know you were glad because the American team won. But it was a fantastic game.
It was a tremendous game. And tip to cap, man, I watched the majority of that game. And I'm going to tell you, man, I could feel the vibe. I mean, the vibe in the building, the intensity in the building, energy in the building. I could feel it through the TV. I didn't have a dog in a fight, and I am amped up watching this thing. And that was one hell of a baseball game.
I almost woke up the whole house.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, look, it's a World Series. You know it's for all the marbles, right? But I mean, literally sitting on the edge of my seat for the entire game with every pitch and every at-bat, only because I knew everybody in them damn bleachers was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You couldn't watch that game and not get amped up and feel it. And so, I mean, I tip my cap to the Toronto fans that were in the building, and that was tremendous.
Now, I don't know how much it moved the needle for baseball moving forward. I know that was a big conversation at Alex Rodriguez, and then we're trying to push forward. But that particular game was and their post game, man. That I told you, I feel A-Rod, Ortiz and Jeter. They got something there. They got something there. Boy, when they put magic on the set, that was something else. All right, what's your weekend bet?
I'm going to go with my boy Rhett Lashley up the street here, man, at SMU. 26-20 over the Miami Hurricanes.
I thought Miami was on upset alert.
Yeah, man. You called it. Yeah. You called it. Look, just tip my cap. Obviously, I'm biased. He's a friend of mine. We went back and forth yesterday about the game, man. It was winning is fun, and when you can get Miami at your place and you need a win because the season hadn't gone the way that he thought it would go, sitting at 6-3. 5-3 before this win, to go get a top 10 win is huge. And going back and forth with him yesterday, guess what? I said, man, when's your next home game? He said, well, it's November the 22nd, and it'll be Louisville, and by that time they'll be top 10 too. So he's gonna probably have another top 10 team come through Dallas and at SMU. That's gonna be fun.
Beck threw just a horrific interception in that game.
Hell, last time I saw him throw again, who was it they lost to?
They're there to kick the go ahead field goal, and they're in the red zone, and he just fires a pick late across the middle of the field, just awful. All right, I know some of you may not get annoyed. I don't know. But my weekend's worse. There was some things to pick from.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
For me, the amount of noise that the Denver Broncos fans were able to make at NRG.
Facts.
I'm not saying this to a space to say, yes, we get to speak to you all and talk to you. We're out every Thursday and Friday. There are absolute passionate fans in Houston. But you know this is something that gets under my skin, and I've made pleas. But that was I honestly believe Ursary's false start had something to do with how loud that was down there on that side of the field, and how much orange was in that lower bowl. I just don't understand it. It is just so wild to me how many of those guys and how loud it was when they're in there.
It is crazy. It's wild to think that many people sell their tickets to such a big game. Now, one might say that, hell, the Texans ain't deserve nobody to stay around and stick around and show up early and all that kind of jive, if we're being completely honest. But at one point early in that game, Ron said, damn, why did everybody wear their Astros jerseys?
Everybody came out there in their Astros uniform.
I said Denver orange, that was great. That was well done.
Yeah, my man Guy Gene said it's not hard to show one franchise has won multiple Super Bowls, other one is known for losing. No. The Texans have lost. There are some organizations who ain't touched a Super Bowl that are known for losing, and it don't look like that. Cleveland.
No cap. When Will Lutz kicked the game-winning field goal, I thought he missed it. But it was the Denver fans cheering. I literally thought he – because, we're up in the press box. It was on the opposite side, but I thought he missed it.
Detroit. That's another place that kind of stuff doesn't just – I know I need to let it go. But I just couldn't.
Well, the interesting thing, Ron, is like this was the game where, man, if you can win this game to get back to 500 and then you got Jacksonville and Tennessee, if you're a good enough team to win that game and then you get to 500 and you got those two teams next, boy, you feel like you get to 7-5 and be right in the thick of this thing. You know what I mean? Or 7-4, whatever the heck it would be. And instead, you just sell the tickets?
Mm, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was.
It's a rough look. It's a rough look, H-Town.
All right, what's your weekend worst?
Well, my weekend worst, it happened late last night, Ron. One of them plays that you don't want to go back and watch.
Oh, you must be talking about Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I mean, that game is over. I mean, they're down 4 or 5 scores. Yep. And not only is he in the game, they're running an RPO down there trying to score, and he's keeping the football. And I haven't even read the report of how bad it is.
It's a dislocated elbow.
Well, it was definitely dislocated, but I didn't know if anything broke or if anything ripped or what. But, Ron, the worst part of it is, I mean, him getting the injury at that point in time of the game was obviously over. But the thought that he had missed previous games to the hamstring, the thought that it wasn't like, hey, man, we're going to watch this kid. Look, when we can get him out, we're going to get him out. Ain't no sense in getting that hamstring hurt again. Much like you had all the reason under the sun to get him out of the game because of the previous injury. But instead, you leave him in there, and, Ron, the TV copy – they didn't realize what happened.
Was it nasty?
It was nasty. He would put his arm down to brace his arm, and it bent the wrong way. And not only did it bend the wrong way, but you could see the when it popped out of joint, you could see it sticking not through the skin. But Ron, they thought it was like a lower leg. Mm. So they're replaying it, slow motion. I knew what was coming. It's right there in the camera, right? Like literally it's the closest thing to the camera is his arm. And they're going, yeah, man, look, his leg got twisted up underneath him. I'm like, oh no, man, that damn arm fixing to pop out. Yeah, I mean, I thought about you. I thought, boy, even if you didn't want to,
if you're watching that, you were going to see it. I didn't catch it.
Weekend's worst to Dan Quinn for having that. I don't want to hear nothing about the OC. I want to hear nothing about the player.
He said, that play, if we run it 50 times, 50 times, it's either a handoff or a throw.
It don't matter.
He never runs with it.
Fair,
that's what he said.
Fair. You got to know who you got. You got to know that your quarterback is going
to bust like that.
He doesn't have a quit gene in him. He's going to go hard. He's got a hamstring issue. He's had a hamstring issue. Get his ass out of the game. It was over, Jack. There ain't no nine times out of ten. He shouldn't even have been in the
he
game.
He said 50 out of 50.
Hey, 50 out of 50.
What, 50 out of 50 last night?
Hey, man, no, nah, that was a piss poor call.
What you got coming up?
All right, I've talked a lot about D'Amico Ryans not knowing his team. The most egregious example of that we hadn't discussed next. We'll do it next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.